this Thursday morning. You know, this was the year that the North American International Auto Show was supposed to move to summer. It was going to be back in June. It was going to be spectacular, and it didn't happen. In fact, none of the car shows happened this year for obvious reasons. So how do you introduce new products when you can't have that big reveal at an auto show like the one in Detroit? It's quite a conundrum. They're finding some interesting ways around that. Joining us right now with a little look into this process, the Director of Brand and Sales for Maserati North America, Andy Love. Andy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You guys, and by you guys, I mean folks in the car industry, have really had to get creative about showing off new vehicles, haven't you?
Yeah. It's been an interesting year with COVID and what it's done. But I think the exciting part is that, typically a car reveal would only be shown to journalists, and customers would have to wait to find out about it, whether going to an actual show or reading an article about it. But now, with everything streaming digitally, they can watch it at the same time the journalists can, which I think is pretty exciting.
Well, absolutely. You connect with them on, I'm sure, social media and other ways to get them interested and to kind of tease it ahead of time. I'm thinking that would carry over even beyond this. When we get back to hopefully being able to have auto shows, bringing your fans, your brand fans into the fold along with the journalists.
Yeah, no question. I think this is going to have, I think, you know, it kind of exposed what there's underlying, what customers want, right? Customers want to be able to experience things on their own time and their own, you know, house, if you will. And for sure, I think this is going to have some trends that continue even when auto shows come back, no question.
Well, so Maserati had a big announcement recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just recently revealed our new MC20. It's a mid-engined, rear-wheel drive supercar. Packs a new 3-liter twin-turbo V6, putting out 621 horse. Just an absolute rocket ship. So pretty exciting time for us.
I'm sure you were planning to unveil that at an auto show this year, but obviously without auto shows. How did you go about revealing that? Tell us a little bit about the process.
Yeah, well, we had an actual small, I shouldn't say small event. We had an event in Italy where we're headquartered, but then we streamed that digitally around the world, and that's how everyone was able to experience it. So they could just go to our website, to MaseratiUSA.com, and customers and journalists alike could all watch the event that was happening in Italy real time. So
that is cool.
I think it worked out well.
Step two is to take it out on the road, and so you're actually going to tour with the MC20.
Yeah, I think we need to get it out and let dealers have it for a day or two, and let the customers, you know, whether it's hard to have an event, but they might be able to do one-on-one invitations with customers. So we're taking it around to some of our dealers across both United States and Canada over the next 3 months. So it'll be a good time.
This is a car, by the way, we're talking about the Maserati MC20. This is a car packed with technology, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We put a ton into this vehicle. The engine is brand new, 100% designed by us. And for the first time, anyone's incorporated Formula One technology into the engine. You have basically two spark plugs per cylinder, makes it super powerful, efficient, and quiet. So a lot has gone into this vehicle.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's really kind of the future, too, isn't it? A lot of technology.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you look at the last supercar that we came out with was a 6-liter V12, and this engine is a 3-liter V6. So half the size of our previous engine, and it's more powerful than the last one, and more efficient. So they just continue to get smaller, more efficient, and more powerful at the same time. So
yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing indeed. Obviously, if somebody is interested in this, they're going to want to find out where this car is coming near them so they can go take a look at it. Where can people get more information about your Maserati MC20?
Yeah, you can go to MaseratiUSA.com. That's where I would start, our website. They can configure the car there. Our configurator is live up on the website now. So do that. Check out the car they want. And if they're interested and want to talk to a dealer, they can locate the closest dealer to them on that same website and start the conversation that way.
All right. Fun stuff. Andy, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.